KMBS HD3 Detroit, KMBS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Soul with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul, and feels like one of those days already. We have Armin Dupuy with us today, and for those who have been following me since, I guess, probably, I think March was our first show. Anyway, yeah, I think so. We've been doing a dietless weight loss program, but Armin is just about to start up a new sports program for everyone. It's very effective for kids, but it's also very effective for adults. And so we're going to discuss kind of this and the spirituality of, you know, the program that you do, because it's really the best program that I've ever encountered, because it really combines everything. I mean, your knowledge on dietless slimming is, you know, next to none. No one really knows as much as you do on all of the in every area. So from the diet to the exercise to the IntelliKey classes or the meditation type classes, I mean, it's a full, complete program. And you know, you did it with students with music, and you can do it with sports. I mean, it's really taking a program and just, you know, using it in every area of your life. It's not just for weight loss, but it is extremely effective with weight loss. So welcome again, Armin.
Yes, hi. Yeah, it's been that kind of a day for me too, busy. But I can finally sit back and relax and we have a chat here.
There you go.
Yeah, we're kind of heading into new directions. This may be a little update for those listeners who've been following, you know, our shows that we've done. And basically, like, for example, it was great you could make it, drop in on one of those classes yesterday, Lori, and you got to meet a few of the people up to bring you up to date. And the results are just awesome, you know. And again, this program is not necessarily for everybody, and I can, you know, we can address that. But the thing is, I remember one lady there, and we had it confused, and she had sent me an email, and things had been busy, so I thought she had lost 28 inches in total in 4 weeks, but I was wrong. I just checked it; it was actually 38. So that gives you an idea what's going on, and the beautiful
which is
part,
not common. I mean, that's
getting
dramatic.
Up there. That's getting up there. 4 weeks, you know, the norm. If someone is really following this program, and look, it's the easiest program on the planet. And but if you're following the program, you know, 4 or 5 inches a week is about the norm. Now, some will lose only 1 or 2 inches. Later on, lose much more. Again, it's progressive compared to a diet, which gets more and more difficult as you go on it. You lose less and less, you know, starving more and more. But our program, it gets easier and easier, better and better, losing more and more weight. And so that's the basic difference. And but, you know, the basic element what's evolving now is people are starting to realize that it's not just about weight loss, it's about personal growth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the IntelliKey, which we use as part of our program, and it's hard to say, like I've often thought of this, but in a way we can say, well, the program involves three basic elements, okay, in the dietless slimming program. And dietless, the concept of dietless slimming, you know, is that really possible? You bet it is. Because after all, diets don't work. Sure, you can lose a few pounds, but guess what? You always gain it back. And that's the problem. But there's three elements to the program. One is metabolism. And so many people have gone on so many diets and really wrecked their metabolism. Every single diet you go on is going to slow down your metabolism some more, make your problem worse. You lose 20 pounds, you gain back 25, and on it goes on your way up. And so we address metabolism and how to easily rebuild your metabolism. It's not hard once you know. Once you get rid of all the misinformation and the myths and so on and get down to how your body really works, revitalizing your metabolism is not a problem, okay? So we have metabolism. We deal with food. Food is the third most important thing on the list. It's not even first. And people think, oh, you know, what do I eat? You know, relax. You eat what you want. But the most important part of the whole program is what we've come to call the entelechy teachings. And the word entelechy comes, if you look at the dictionary, it essentially means the complete actualization as opposed to or as compared to potentiality, if you will. And so, you know, in other words, I can teach you the most fantastic success principles in the world about, you know, metabolism and about food, but unless you can make them a part of you, it's worth nothing to you. And that's the bottom line. This is where, you know, it's about personal growth. It's about taking charge of your life, but doing it the easy way. You can call it the lazy person's way to weight loss. You know? And, yeah, you got to put some energy into it, but it's not huge. It's not like dieting. So this is the thing. But see, the entelechy teachings, as you mentioned earlier, it can be applied to anything, whether it's sports, whether it's music and so on. Like way back in the late 1970s, I had a school of music, conservative music in Toronto, Canada. And, you know, I'm not a musician. I'm not a teacher. I hired teachers. And, you know, sometimes I have to hire musicians and teach them how to teach. But basically, what I did share with all the kids was a little tiny piece of the entelechy teachings. And compared to what we teach now in our weight loss program, way back then, that was junior kindergarten, you know, comparatively speaking. But still, we had kids learning to play music, and I'm talking about now the manual dexterity, the development of the skills, the coordination, reading music, playing in a group. We had them learning at about 3 to 4 times the norm. We cleaned up in competition. I remember our first competition was in Chicago, Illinois, with the American Guild of Music. We went to that with 11 kids, came home with 23 trophies. And so, you know, we've used it for, you know, people from every walk of life, doctors, lawyers, psychologists. I've had hypnotherapists come and take my program, you know, business people, housewives, students, I mean, you name it. And, you know, the basic thing is that to begin to learn to understand how we're made up as human beings and how we work. Once you get rid of all the misinformation, things get a lot easier, a lot easier. You know, and so now, together with, an associate of mine, or a friend of mine from out in the west coast of Canada, a guy by the name of Mike Mowat, he's been a hockey coach, he's coached Junior A, Junior B, he's coached in Czechoslovakia, he coached and played in Japan for a year. These days, he's training coaches for Hockey Canada, and we're setting up the Entelechy Sports Academy. Because years ago, that's how I met Mike. I lived in this town for about close to 4 years, way back in the early 1990s. And at the time, he was coaching a junior hockey team. And it was a bit too late in the season. The season was almost done. But still, we took a team that was at the bottom of the heap and took them up a long way. And one of the things that happened with one of the players that got injured, and I got him back on the ice, wouldn't have been possible without previous training. I mean, I'm not a magician. But, you know, Mike, he was, you know, a general manager and head coach, and he figured that guy was gone for the game for sure, maybe 2-3 games. I got him back on the ice in 10 minutes because of his previous mind training, if you will. And Mike said to me, he says, if I hadn't seen that with my own eyes, if somebody told me about it, I said, it's all hocus pocus, you know. But, you know, for your listeners, dear Lori, the people that are a bit more on the spiritual path, you know, most people start to realize that there's so much potential within each human being. It's just incredible. It doesn't matter which area of life. So now we're putting it together for sports, and it's going to be for amateur and professionals, everything. Using hockey as an example, because that's what, you know, Mike's his forte is. Everything from the little kids, 9 and 10-year-olds. As a matter of fact, this year Mike is going to be coaching in the 9 and 10-year-olds, the Adam League. And but every right up to the NHL, with the entelechy teachings, if a team as a whole has these teachings, everything else being equal, they'll be the top team in the league. Nobody could touch them. The awesome energy products that we have that we're going to be recommending for the athletes. Again, if a team had those supplements, you know, they're very little known. Most athletes who know about them, they're keeping their mouth shut. They're not going to talk and give, you know, the information to their competition because they want to be the best ones, right? And also they make more money that way, right? But if a team as a whole had these supplements, they couldn't be beaten. And so what we're doing is putting those two things together in synergy. And what we're going to be doing is going to be a very limited time only. You know, people are going to pay for this program. We get the professional sports like, you know, NHL and so on, and their farm teams. It'll be, you know, big bucks. But in the beginning, just to, because we know what we've got, but other people don't, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be teaching the complete sports IntelliKey program to individuals, or actually we're willing to do maybe two or three teams at the most, okay? And we're going to teach it all for free. Hmm. And the only stipulation with this, like we're in our weight loss program, it's also free, you know, and we have these awesome supplements that help people to become more nutritionally satisfied. But people don't have to buy these supplements to get our free program. I mean, we've got about maybe half the people on the program on the supplements, and half of them are not. Everybody's succeeding, some more than others, of course, you know, especially with the supplement. But with the sports, it's a different game. But the sports, you see, what we did way back when I was with Mike, when I first bought his first team, I told Mike when he contacted me last year, I wouldn't do this again. Because now, knowing what I know today about nutrition, that I knew a lot then, but nowhere near what I know now, is we can get their minds so psyched up that they'll push their bodies beyond what they can handle. And, you know, you got bodies breaking down instead of building them up, and you're looking to build them up. So I said, look, you know, I'm willing to teach the IntelliKey, but they'll have to be in these supplements so we don't destroy these young warriors, you know what I mean, instead of building them up. So this is the only difference that we're doing. But we will take a few, as again, if your listeners have kids or friends or whatever, they can get a hold of the program. And but again, this will be we're doing this summer program here, getting things organized, and we go from there. So, yeah, it's really exciting because so many things are happening. Another thing that's going to be happening, I'm going to, I think, start it at 1 p.m. on Sunday. It'll be the first one. And we're going to be, you know, not talking about sports or business or weight loss. We're going to be talking about the, let's call it, for want of a better word, the spiritual side of the IntelliKey teachings. And that's open to everybody. Is going to be on our dietless.info website, but it'll be not in our members lounge, but it'll be in the public meeting room. And you go to the site, you'll see the public meeting room. It'll be open to everybody. Bring your friends, no problems, no charge for it. And so that's what we're going to be discussing starting this coming Sunday. I have to get an email out today or tomorrow to let everybody in our group know that it's happening. And most of them know it's going to be happening. They didn't know when for sure. So that's what's going to be happening. So it's really exciting. And to me, it's so rewarding to see these people. You saw that yesterday, Lori, in that class, you know, that they're starting to get into the understanding that it's all within, you know. It's all about you being on the path of growth. And the nice thing about doing it this way is that it's easy. In our program, like weight loss, for example, you continue to eat what you like. But what you like will change over time based on the things that you're doing with the IntelliKey. And that makes it really, really simple. To change the habits. And that's the problem. I mean, look, most people know how to eat at least a lot healthier than they are eating. Most people know how to exercise a lot more than they are exercising. The problem, that's not the problem. The problem is doing it. And that's where the IntelliKey comes in.
Right. Right. Okay, so
most there people, you go.
Yeah, I don't want to start a new conversation.
No, exactly.
Go to break. So
that's why I was watching the time on that.
People that want more information, go to dietless.info. Dietless.info. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and then there on that particular website, you'll see there's a registration form for the free program. There's a short 9-minute video also that you can click on and get to know more about the program. And it's at dietless.info. You'll see the menus on the left-hand side. You see, the reception room, public meeting rooms, but it'll be in the public meeting room where we'll be holding the Sunday thing coming up. But as far as the weight control, what happens there is you sign up for the free program. Right away you get a welcome audio that you download with a few tools and with a little tiny little bit of homework. 24 hours later you get what we call the quick start, and that really gets you going. Without explaining a lot of theory, get you going. And then there's another one about support that comes in a little bit later. And then after that, it's up to you to book your support class and then to come into one of our support classes, and that's all free. And from then on, all the new lessons are handed out as you attend support classes. And
nice. We do need to go to break.
Okay.
So dietlist.info, go there now, check it out. If you have questions about, you know, where you would like to see yourself go, and this isn't going to be, you know, an intuitive or psychic show, but if you have questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Armin Dupuis, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Armin Dupuis, and we're talking, well, we're talking about a few different things. I mean, he does have this new website, which is for sports, so it's IntelliKeySportsAcademy.com. I will have the web address on his page when the show's ready, so probably, well, before the weekend for sure. So if you want more information on that, or probably if you go to his website, dietlist.info, and connect with him and let him know what you're interested in, I'm sure he can get everything to you. So we also wanted to talk a little bit about the spirituality of the IntelliKey and how we can use that, I guess, for all of our goals. I mean, I know that I've been working with it, and it's, I mean, I've been used to a lot of these types of different programs and, you know, a lot of the spiritual beliefs and been working on that for, you know, most of my life. I've had some great things happening in the last little while, though. So, I mean, it is a matter of taking some of these classes and really understanding what they do. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, this is the thing with the classes. You know, a lot of people, and maybe just before we get into that, I'll give you an example of what's going on. Like, a lot of people are come on board, they watch the video, and they sign up for the program. They get the first what we call the quick start, so it really gives you the overview of what's going on. And a lot of people never follow through. You know, a percentage follow through and then come into support, because that's where the real lessons begin. Because the first lesson after when you come to support is the IntelliKey teachings. And that's giving you the tools, the understanding of how the mind works, how you can use the imagination to change your life in a whole variety of ways. And, I mean, I've heard just yesterday, I had two classes, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. And, you know, I had a number of people telling me about, well, it's not just for weight loss. I'm using it for this and this, and this is happening. It's wonderful. This is happening in my life, and that's changing my life, and so on. And the teachings that we do, there's a lot of information that gets fed out in the support classes themselves. Those aren't planned. We go kind of according to the people that are in the class and the questions they're asking and that kind of thing. It is a support after all.
But the support is really critical,
and that's the thing, and that's why we've set it up that way. We've set it up that you're going to get the essence of the beginnings of it, and if you follow that, you'll start to get some measurable results. But if you want the meat of it, you have to come to support. And there's two big reasons for that. First of all, if you're on a weight loss program and been struggling with your weight, support is essential, okay? But it's about five times more essential with our program because it's so different than everything else out there. And a lot of people look at it and say, yeah, that's too easy to work, you know, and they don't even bother coming to support, some of them, okay? But those that do, whoopee, away we go. And so what happens in the IntelliKey, the first IntelliKey that you get is, you know, the support's usually once a week. Although it's open, people can drop in other classes. It's totally open that way at this point. But, you know, the first IntelliKey lesson teaches you how to use the imagination to change your life in whatever ways that you want. Now, if that's all you did, whatever you're trying to use your imagination for, you know, let's say the fantasy of being slim or being an NHL star or a basketball star or whatever that thing that you're trying to fantasize about in your mind, if you will, using your imagination, if that's all you did, it would remain just that, a fantasy, okay? And so the idea in the second lesson, what we do is we got two tools. One we call the nature sounds, helps people to get to a slightly different state of awareness, if you will. And the other is what we call the guided meditation. Now, I've got to clarify that word, and I talked about it in one of the classes yesterday, the word guided meditation. And I use that terminology because people understand what I mean by saying that. But to me, that's not meditation, and we're going to talk about that.
That's true.
Okay, so basically, but the guided meditation teaches people to function in a different state, in a fully, not only a fully aware and awake as opposed to being asleep, for example, but even more aware and awake. And this is where the power resides, and this is where it begins. And with that, people are able to, within a few days to a few weeks, begin to change their life in different ways with their weight, their food, their eating, their exercising, their relationships, their business, whatever. And that's the tool. And it's really simple. It's fun to use. It's fun to do. But it's very, very powerful. And so now, because of the type of interest that's been in the classes and so on, the type of questions that have been happening, and I did a survey last week, actually, of people. And, like, there was a really high interest of continuing, going a little deeper into it, getting more into the spiritual side. And this is why we decided to have, on the Sunday, start some spiritual classes, if you will. And when I say spiritual, I mean, this is, again, it's a word that's so, so many connotations, you know. And I don't mean religion, okay? We're not religious. You could be a Christian or you could be a Muslim and practice what we teach, okay? We're talking about how you're made up. How does your mind work? What about this life? What is it? Who am I? What are we doing here? You know, all these different things. And we go and we learn all these different things from all these different types of organizations, from religions to, you know, all kinds of different types of groups and personal growth. And they all have their own ideas. They all have a different belief system. And that's the problem, is total confusion. You know, some people believe one thing, some people believe something else. But see, there's a, you know, religions teach that you have to have faith. And on one level, that's totally true. But on another level, it's totally wrong, because having faith means you believe something. But just because you believe something doesn't mean you know anything. You see? Like, I don't believe that I have a desk and a computer in front of me here. I know. Now, if you told me that there was a desk and a computer in the room you're in, I might believe you, but I don't know. You see? That's the difference. And so to get past all this mindset, you have to deal with mind, okay? You can't run away from mind. We teach you how to use the mind for personal growth, okay? But with mind, you're still dealing with the illusions. We have to go beyond that and say, okay, how do you experience the essence of your being? And that's really the path. Because then, not because of Armin's beliefs or my system, no. I've learned from, I've had many, many great teachers over the years. And I've been on this path now of, call it personal growth, since 1955. And so, you know, I'm just beginning to learn that I'm beginning to learn, you know. And it's always like that, because it's infinite. And the whole idea is to go inside, past the concept, past the, you know, basically your belief systems, and experience what's already there inside of you. Not about believing something. No, it's about experiencing the reality that's within your being. And that's where the peace is. That's where the nirvana is. That's where the heaven is. That's where, you know, everything is there. Everything begins from there, you know. Right. And we go from, you know, what is, we say life, okay? What is this life? And we use the word life very loosely. But in my context of the word is, I'm saying, you know, when I say life, I mean, what is the difference between you and a dead person, okay? Body's all there. All the parts are there. You're alive and that person's dead. What's missing? What's missing is what we call life. What is that life? Because the same power that powers the universe is powering you. Right. But the beauty is that as human beings, we are built in a certain way. We've been created. We've evolved. Whatever term you want to use. Bottom line is, the way we are is that we have the potential within the human being to experience that infinite divinity, if you will, within your own being. Without any concepts, without any religion or belief systems, it's just there. The point is, get rid of all the garbage in between and experience what's there without anybody putting their print or their stamp on your belief system, you know. You can do a form of meditation, for example, but you don't have to wear orange robes or shave your head. You know what I mean? Those kinds of things. So it's the idea of coming to experience the reality of your being, the reality of your life. And there's many great teachers out there that'll teach you, you know. I've got my own special ones. But, you know, like I said, nobody has all the answers. But yeah, the key to the whole thing is to learn to go within, to experience what's already inside your own being. That's the key to the whole thing. It's the key to your whole life. It's the key to your joy, your bliss, regardless of what's going on in the outside world. You can't go and live in the cave. You can't go and get run away from the world. The trick is to be in that bliss experience whilst you're in the world and doing the things that you do. While you're doing your business or your interactions with people or dealing with your children, to still be in, partly at least, in that experience of the power that powers you. Whatever you want to call that.
Right.
See? And that's the spiritual side of the Angelica teachings. And it's all about going within. It's all about there. I mean, scientists tell us that we use only 3 to 5% of our mental capabilities. And the mental capabilities are only a tiny percentage of the potential that we have. Because through mind, you can tap into infinite energy.
Right.
But at that point, you're going beyond mind. That's where it begins, you know. And once you have that experience, even only one time in your life, it clears up a whole lot of stuff. Gets rid of all the false belief systems and all the concepts and trips and so on. And there you are with the knowing, the knowledge. And so we're calling it the path to knowledge.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go to our next break. If you have any questions about this information that we are discussing, without wanting to have... a psychic reading or a reading of any kind, you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Armin Dupuy. You can find out more about Armin at his website, dietless.info. So that's dietless.info. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
A blow shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we are talking with Armin Dupuy. Armin can be found on the web at dietless.info. I've been on his program. Well, I've been on it the entire time. I took a little bit of break, but not really from any of the actual things that we were doing, just sort of needed to get my head around just different things. But I'm back. I've been definitely trying to do my walks. A little difficult to do the walks when it's, you know, really, really, really hot and humid.
Yeah, it has been hot.
However, I'm still managing to try and get them in without, you know, the rain and stuff. But it is one of the best programs, and I wanted to talk more about the spirituality of it, but, you know, there's so much with this program, and, you know, and that's kind of why he's expanding out into different areas, but I know that there are so many people, and yes, it's a little bit more challenging to try and start a program in the summer, and I understand that, just because, one, the heat, and also, you know, everybody seems to be more social during the summer, so they're always having picnics and doing things and thinking they're breaking up their diet, and, you know, and then they get...
No, that doesn't work that way with this program.
It doesn't.
In fact, I remember a few years ago I did a Christmas program before the holidays, teaching people how to really enjoy the holidays, enjoy the food, and still not gain weight. And so, you know, so even this summer is not a problem.
But it's our mentality around it, and it's our motivation. It's getting ourselves around the blocks that we've already established around weight loss and dieting. That's the problem.
Exactly. And this is the whole thing, to get past those blocks. And it's not hard. See, it's been hard. See, things are only hard because you're doing the wrong thing.
Right.
You know, if you're doing the right thing, you know. And again, we all have to deal with our own issues. I mean, you've had to deal with medical issues, and so have a number of other people. It'll slow you down, but it hasn't stopped you.
No.
And that's the whole point. And last time we talked about this, was quite a few weeks ago, we talked about you've lost already half the weight you were looking to lose, even with all the struggles you've gone through. So the program works, and it allows you to adjust to yourself, to where you're at. And 'cause you can only start where you are now. And the whole idea, there's no such thing as dieting. You're never depriving yourself. You're never going hungry. But, you know, but the main thing is that, you know, even all the blocks, when you use the guided meditation to start to change your life, those blocks go away. They just fade away. You don't have to struggle with them anymore. That's the whole point. Unlike going on some diet, you don't have to struggle with these things. And like I said earlier, you don't have to adopt any particular belief system. And I go back. Oh my goodness! This was back in the days we had the memory school in Toronto. That would have been the early 80s and the early 1980s. And I remember one of my students that came through our program, and this was before what became eventually known as the IntelliKey teachings, but it was still powerful stuff. And this guy, after the course was over, it was like a day and a half, and at that time. And he said to me, Armin, he says, you know, what I really liked about your course, and this guy knew a lot about psychology. He was a medical doctor. He was also a psychologist who used hypnotherapists in his practice.
Hmm.
Okay, so he already knew a lot of stuff going on. But you see, it was theoretical, all theoretical. It was not the experiential of the inner spaces, if you will. But anyway, so he took the course. He was really blown away by it. But what he told me afterwards, and I didn't understand the terminology he used, and he said, Herman, what I really liked about your program is that it had no print. I said, huh? What? What do you mean no print? He says, no print. I didn't have to imprint anything on my mind to practice what you're teaching. I didn't have to change my belief systems or any way or adopt any kind of belief systems or do anything strange like from Eastern philosophies or whatever, you know. It's just understanding how I work and how to access more of me without having to adopt any belief. Like I said earlier, you don't have to shave your head or wear deodorant robes. You know, and that's what he really liked.
Totally optional if you'd like, but
yeah.
Not because
if you
want to
shave your head,
you.
Go ahead, you know. You know, whatever turns you on. If you think bald is more beautiful, go ahead. But it has nothing to do.
If you think your hair weighs too much, yep, perfect.
Yep. So it has nothing to do with your personal growth, you see, and that's the whole thing. You know, that to realize that, you know, to learn about yourself, you know, open the mind up to learning something new. You know, and like I said earlier during the break, you know, a lot of people's attitude is like, you know, I know what I believe, so don't confuse me with facts. You know, so but basically, you see, to be willing to start to experience more of you is what we're really talking about on the spiritual level. And a lot of people are scared of that, but there's no need to, because it's just beautiful. The more deeper you go, the more beautiful, the more blissful it becomes. And a lot of the stuff, like, you know, people go to psychoanalysis and things like that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you're still working on a superficial level. And my attitude, instead of trying to go through and relive all your programs, you're lying on the couch and going back through all the problems in the past and so on, you're just creating more problems. You're just bringing that more into consciousness. Where if you go deeper into your own being in a different way, you get past all. Sure, some stuff will come up, but it's nothing. It's dealt with. If there's problems there, you already have the tools to make the change very quickly. And so it's non-threat. That's the whole point. It's beautiful. There is a side effect with the practicing of the Intellikey teachings and the guided meditation. There is a side effect, and that is that you will get rid of a lot of extra stress. So if you like your stress, you better be careful with this stuff.
You know? We all know that stress is the number one killer. So
I even talk in weight loss, stress is a big issue there too.
Sure.
Because what a lot of people don't realize is that stress makes you more hungry.
Right.
If you're stressed, your body releases certain hormones and you crave a lot more food. Now, look at the scenario. Is now you go on a diet, and every diet is going to be very stressful. So not only are you doing without nutrition and stress because you're missing your comfort foods and all that, and you're stressed out because you're hungry, but now the stress makes you even more hungry. And people wonder why diets fail.
Well, and then the stress makes you hungry, but the stress also makes you unable to digest.
Oh, of course, there's all kinds of things going on with them. I mean, I'm just pointing out one minor little issue with stress, you know.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, it's even more important when you're not, because if we are eating because we're nutritionally not getting what we need, if we're eating when we're stressed, and we all seem to have our judgments and our anxiety around eating. So, most of us do eat stressed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly. So you're affecting digestion, like you said, and so many other things.
Yeah.
And the stress drains so much energy. And that's one of the points we're going to be bringing up in the sports thing, for example, is that, if the players of a team, let's say a hockey team, doesn't matter at what level, it's all relative, they're all stressed out about this upcoming game, they'll use up all their energy before the game. And in the third period, they'll get slaughtered. And I've worked with some of the greatest athletes on the planet years ago in my younger years. I worked with thoroughbred racehorses. And thoroughbred racehorses, I mean, races are won by half a length or a neck or a head or a nose, right? And you'd see a horse go out in the paddock, and he's all stressed out and all nervous. And they have a saying, he ran his race in the paddock. Because if a horse is all stressed out and you can see the visible signs of it, he'll get beaten in the stretch no matter. The stress takes that much energy out of an athlete like a thoroughbred racehorse has that developed and strong and so on, with stamina and everything. Now compare that and what the stress is doing to someone who's not that fit, like a thoroughbred. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Someone who's hardly getting any exercise and so on, couch potato and life is stressing you out and so on. It's just a bad scene. And it seems like there's no option. It's like, how can I ever get away from this? I can't, get past this. I can't change my life. I can't stick to my diets and so on. But all of that's because you're doing it wrong. That's all. Once you begin to understand how you work, it doesn't matter about your friend, your neighbor, how you work. When you begin to understand that, and this is what we teach, to get to understand you, how you can take charge of your own life. I can't do that for you. I can give you the tools. But, talking about the imagination, you have to make your own movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. And so this is the whole idea, to learn to go within by getting rid of all the superfluous stuff, all the belief systems and all the different systems. I mean, there's so many different forms of meditation, but most things that are called meditation are not. Okay, to me, my concept of meditation, is not, closing your eyes and focusing on your life. Say, I'm going to meditate on my weight loss, or people use that terminology. But that's not really meditation. Or you're going to stare at a candle or some other thing that you're looking at to focus and so on. It's focus, it's contemplation, if you will, but it's not meditation. And see, meditation to me is when you go beyond all the mind stuff, beyond the concepts, beyond the ideas, beyond the beliefs, and just have a pure experience of the essence that powers your being. At that point, there's no thought, just the blissful experience. And that is meditation. You don't meditate. In a sense, you could say that you're being meditated.
Ah.
More accurate, at that point. And, you know, I was talking to one of our students the, last week and saying, you know, trying to, she'd been trying to change her life. She'd taken different courses and stuff. She was doing one kind of meditation and so on and so forth for about a year and a half. And, you know, she was taught to make her mind a blank and all that and so on. And that's one of the aspects of that this path. Like so many teachers say, make your mind a blank. That's not possible. The mind is always working. Mind you, the yogi or the meditators have been into it for, you know, 3-4 hours a day for the last 20 or 30 years. Yes, they can bring themselves to the state where there is no thought. But that's where you end up, not where you begin.
Right. All right, we're going to go to our last break. We will talk about this a little bit more when we get back, maybe talk a little bit about how to keep people motivated. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Armin Dupuy with me, and you can find out more information about Armin when you go to his website, dietless.info. You can find out about his sports program as well as the dietless program we've been talking about. When you go there, we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shay Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shay, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and today I have Armin Dupuy. You can find out more about Armin at his website, dietless.info. And we've been talking about the program. We've been talking about the spiritual aspect of it. I thought maybe we would end with motivation.
Yeah, that's a good one. How do you stay motivated? You know, you get all get on this diet, for example. You're all motivated, and you know, you get on the diet and last 2 days or 2 hours sometimes, you know. So how do you maintain that? And that's really a critical issue. And, you know, with most programs, you got to really psych yourself up and get into it, get, you know, keep on and keep sticking to it, you know, willpower and I'm going to do it, you know, that kind of thing, the positive thinking. And with our program, you don't need any of that, okay? Just the basic program, the IntelliKey part. You know, when you start to use the imagination the way that we teach, the motivation will be self-propagating. You'll start to become more motivated from within. And that's the key to the whole thing. I mean, you know, Lori, as you know, how we're doing things with the guided meditation and so on and how we work with the imagination, if you use that to get the results you want, well, you're changing on the inside. You see, and that's the problem. Usually we try to work from the outside in. And as Dr. Phil would say, how's that working so far? You know, so you have to work from the inside out. See, everything begins and ends in the mind in that context, okay? Always has, always will. So you start to work from the outside with the food and the exercise machines and all this stuff, trying to, you know, control the body, which is the outside. Where you need to begin is on the inside, and the outside happens organically, automatically. Sometimes things change without even no thought. It's automatic. You know, you're eating a food that's not good for you, and you use our tools to get rid of that food. And in the meantime, you continue to eat what you like. All of a sudden, one day, you realize that, oh, I forgot to eat that for a week. And this is happening every day with our students. And so, and I think that's one of the most difficult things to do in the program is, you know, the most difficult thing is for people to realize that you can actually lose weight without dieting. Okay? I mean, look, extra weight is a side effect. It's a symptom. It's a side effect of lifestyle. When it comes to lifestyle, it brings us to the first law of dietless living, which I've mentioned on shows before. And the first law of dietless living says that you are and you always will be at the ideal weight for your present lifestyle. End of story. So the thing is, if you want to lose weight and keep it off, you're going to have to make some changes in lifestyle. For most people, nothing great. A little change here, a little change there. It evolves over time. And the beautiful part is that there's never a struggle with those changes. And that's the most common thing that's going on in the classrooms from what I'm hearing, is that those changes are happening, a bit here, a bit there. People say, oh, I haven't lost many inches. I've only lost an inch this week. But boy, I can feel my muscle, my toning. I feel better. I've got more energy, you know, all these things. And the weight continues a little bit or more up and down as it goes down. But the thing is, how do you stay motivated? Is by using the IntelliKey to change from the inside. Then you're motivated from within, you know, as opposed to someone else trying to motivate you. I mean, you go to some weekend seminar, you get all revved up, all motivated and so on, you're flying high. Monday morning, you're back down to reality, back to work, you see? And so those things don't last, you see? Why go pay somebody hundreds of dollars to motivate you over a weekend or so, when with some simple free tools, you can become motivated from within without anybody else helping you?
Right.
After all, that's the key to the whole thing. I mean, it has to be self-sufficient. Like, for example, the guided meditation is only a guide and a training tool so that people can, within a few weeks, be able to go to those same states of consciousness without the help of the tool. Go sit in the park, close your eyes, and go into those states automatically. And that's the key to the whole thing. So what I call the guided meditation is training you how to function at these different states. And then you do it on your own. you know, and what you plug in, how you change your life. We'll give you suggestions and the lessons on metabolism and the lessons on food and so on. But it's up to you to decide which pieces you want, what do I need to take in, and then you use the tools to make those changes without having to struggle. And if you've got to struggle, it's not going to last.
Right.
You know, if you're struggling with something, you're struggling to stick to a healthier way of eating. If you're struggling, guarantee it. And here's why, and you know, and we can maybe, this before we finish up here. The reason why it's like that is because the habit is on the inside. It's buried deep in the unconscious part of the mind. And here's the reality, is the habit is and always will be stronger than your willpower. And it's not about not having enough willpower. No, it's just about the way we're made up as human beings. And it's a good thing that it is, but that's another whole story. But you are and you always will be at the ideal weight for your present lifestyle. Make the change in consciousness, and the outward will change automatically. And that's the beauty of the program. You know, whether you're talking weight loss or business or sports, you know, we were teaching business people. I was teaching realtors for a while on the West Coast. And they'd take a two-day workshop, and then they would increase their income by 50 to 75% consistently. You know, took about 2-3 weeks to kick in, but there where it went. So it doesn't matter what it's for. People are learning the principles for weight loss, and they're applying it to their relationships, to their job, and so on. You know?
All right. Well, I hope people go to dietlist.info to find out more information about this. As I said, it's the most complete program I've ever been on. I know that people are interested in definitely the weight loss aspect, but in so many more areas, it is perfect. So you've been listening to Armin Dupuy. Find out more about him at dietlist.info. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.